September 19th, 2018, Selectmen's meeting.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have public comments. We have Lynn Chong. Let's keep recording.
Okay.
Now to get townspeople stories from 2020, stories of Sanditon. Hope to get this in minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Lynn?
Well, I'm here to say, so that it could be in the minutes for when people read it, that I now have an actual real old-fashioned tape recorder that I can use. So I'm collecting Sanditon people's stories to make a book of stories for the year 2020. Evelyn Osier is doing this with me, and James Dick. And maybe there will be more people. So we're hoping to collect lots of kinds of sort of anecdotal stories of what it's been like to be in Sanditon in the 20th and the 21st centuries. With the man Dan Heiduck, we might have actually three books, little paper-covered ones in a slipcase for the year 2020. One would be photographs, using Historical Society a lot. One would be anecdotal stories, what it's like to live here. And then he wants to do an actual, like, a history. He said updating runnels, like physical things that happened in the town. So there'd be three books together. So I wanted to get it into the minutes that now that I have a real tape recorder, I'm not going to be shy about saying to people, yeah, call me up, email me, tell me you have a story to tell. I've got them from Tobin's already. Bill gave me a lot.
Nice.
Evelyn Osier's collected some. Jim Dick has collected some. And we want kids' stories. So part of the Tobin's is their little kids having stories. So it doesn't have to be just old people. It can be everybody.
Older people.
Older people, yeah. All ages of people.
There you go.
Just a reminder, 2020 Sanditon's 250th.
That's what we're doing this for. Yeah, the 250th.
So in your public comment request,
yeah,
you wanted to state your phone number and your email address,
yeah,
for the
so
record.
My phone number is 934-6486. And my email is granolalynn, GRANOLALYNN, @gmail.com. And anybody who reads the minutes, love to be contacted. So this next year, I really have to collect the stories a lot.
And the more stories we get, the better it'll be.
The more stories, the better
so
it'll be.
Anybody who's got
yep.
information about
yep.
it.
I'll tell you, too, that I've really liked so far. Evelyn Osier has one of when her husband, and she's got a picture of it being young, and I might have the wrong male relative, but I think it's her husband, was with horses when they were cutting ice on an ice pond, and the horses fell through the ice. And so the man also went through the ice to help the horses get out of the ice, and it all worked. Nobody died. And then another good one is that Willie Ellis, when he was at boy used to drive bicycle up onto I-93 while it was being built and ride on it, back and forth on it, because he lived near it, being in the house where Julie Lonergan lives now. And when I was hearing that story, another person piped in and said, oh, we used to go up there and have picnics. So while I-93 was going through the town, it was being quietly used already, but for fun, not cars. So pretty good.
We'll keep up the good work. You know.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks, Lynn.
We'll like to have your encouragement.
Thank
and your
you.
Stories right at this table.
I actually have some newspaper articles from the Historical Society from
do
the
you?
Events
okay.
that they had. The
I would like
the
that. Oh.
play that they had from the fashion show they had. Evelyn has some pictures. I have pictures.
I'd like that. I also want to, this is from the History of New Hampshire, from its first discovery. This was written in 1875. It has all the towns listed and where their names originate from. And it says, Sanditon is the town of the Sanborns. Sanborn is probably composed of the words sand and born, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E, a boundary, indicating that the progenitor of that family lived near a sand hill. just so we know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, and good luck with that.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Moving on to business, board and committee appointments. We have.
So we don't have any tonight. People asked to be rescheduled, so we'll have some next week and probably the week after as well.
Okay, perfect. So moving on to Conservation Commission Chair, Trail from Samerton from Central School to the Library.
Yep. I think we have everything we need.
All right.
Good question.
All right.
Maybe even a little more.
All right. I like more. Dick, you can join us if you like. Don't be shy.
This is kind of a cross-section of what that trail is going to look like. We don't have a height, but it's not going to be that high up off the original ground, but 7 feet wide, 3.5 foot shoulders on each side, 14 feet, okay. You don't need that. This is the minutes of the Winnesquam School Board meeting.
Okay.
With them giving us the okay, if you want that. This is from the Samerton Congregational Church.
We got that last week.
You got that last week, okay. And this is the estimate from the Snowmobile Club on what they estimate their labor and equipment is going to come to, $2,500.
Okay.
Now, we had a meeting last Thursday night. We voted to expend up to $1,000 on this trail from the Conservation Commission, from our trail fund,
mm-hmm.
conservation fund. I got an estimate from, and the big thing is getting some ledge pack for the surface of this trail. I called down a Coldbrook in Bosquin. They asked me if it was for the town, if we were, you know, if we're affiliated with the town. I said, yeah, we're doing it for the town. He says, well, good. He says, I'll give you a better rate. $268 for 14 yards I couldn't believe it, delivered. And he says, I need a day's notice. He says, especially if it's on a Saturday. And I said, well, I get his name, Steve. And I says, I'll be calling you soon, Steve, I hope. So it's going to cost us about $268 for the crushed ledge, and probably a couple hundred dollars. We're going to need more chips,
which is coming out. That's all conservation related.
It's all conservation related, and we voted. It was $1,000 we voted for the other night, right, Dick? To expend on the trail, and I think we're going to get it under $500.
Okay,
we can do it for under $500. Now the only thing we don't have in writing, but Dick just talked to the head of maintenance down at Winnesquam Regional, is maintenance of this trail. And he said he does not want to maintain it in the wintertime because of snowbanks there anyway from plowing the parking lot and everything else. It'll be a bugger to get through there. Same with the library probably. So that kind of makes sense. It's not going to be open in the wintertime once we get snowbanks. So the only issue we have with maintenance is, and as far as I can see, maybe the library can take care of it when they have their lawn mowed up there, that someone can take two passes out to the stone wall behind the library and back. And otherwise, we're going to maintain the trail like we do all our trails.
Okay. Are you going to spray for weeds and things like that? Or how do you plan on keeping the weed in the gravel, coming up through the gravel?
Well, I think that's the reason we have 14 feet, number one.
Yeah.
That packed gravel that will keep the weeds down. There is poison ivy there, and I think we'll probably try to even get that out of there before we start working on it. So,
Okay, so we have this for the school.
Yeah.
So that's all set. We have this for the Snowmobile Club. With this, I would like to put a copy of the MOU that that currently exists, because this person knew that land was transferred, and we just recently found out that that is the case. So that there's no official deed, but it does belong to the library, but it was okayed in that memorandum of understanding. So we should put a copy of that with this.
Okay.
You have this. And anything in your minutes, Brad, so you can make a file in that second drawer over there for the nature trail. make sure you have your minutes and all the, a copy of all this stuff there so that there's some, you know, like we have the one for the town beaches. We have the one for the,
I don't know if I have a copy of all that stuff.
But we'll have a copy over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So if you just, I just want
to. They want to make sure we have a copy.
Yeah. I just want to make sure you suggest that you make a file, because in that second drawer down is a copy of all the original 1996 documents that are typewritten. For the acquisition of the town forest.
Yep.
For the town beaches, the grants that were given to both town beaches and all those things that. So for
Do we have a copy of that though, Dick? Do we have a copy of all this stuff? Of the letters and the.
Yeah. The school board one. I have another copy
so
of
we
that,
have a copy.
So that's not a problem.
Yeah, we have a copy of this. We have a. We do have a copy of this, right?
From the Congregational Church.
And so we want to give them a copy of the MOU that currently exists for them to have, just to staple to that, so that someone, you know, coming up behind you knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a file, and if there's anything that you're missing, just let me know, and I'll make a copy for you and put it in your box.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, because we have that, and we're going to update that anyways, but as far as the original one has what all transpired in 2003 when that was taken over, so that should go with the church. The school board minutes are here, and then whatever else you guys want to put in that file, but I would just suggest you make a file for that so you guys have it for future reference.
So all the questions and concerns you have seem to be...
Let me just make sure. So we get this.
Oh, you would have to check.
It's my job.
I'm kidding. Jesus.
You gotta bring her along, Brad.
Probably get that. Okay, so, and then we got the, so you're gonna pay for that out of that, so we don't need that. And then the only other question you had was the overseer of the job.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up, because I did talk to Johnny about it. He was fine with it, and the last time I brought it up to you folks, you said you were okay with it.
Okay.
He's not going to really do anything. He's just the official title. He's overseeing the job. If I might have to go see him to see if I can borrow a pipe cutter to cut that fence. I've got a wire cutter. I can cut the wire, but I can't cut the cut that pipe. But that's it.
Madam Chairwoman, if it's okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the trail project as proposed by the Samaritan Conservation Commission. And along with that, I think the selectmen can unanimously commend the Conservation Commission for the work that they have done, and also you for doing some of the research to bring this project to fruition.
Well, I'll second that. So we'll make that motion, and we'll have any further discussion on that motion, and then we can do the donations separately, right? Do we have to, can we do them all in one motion, or?
No, you have to accept the donation at a future meeting, as it has to be posted on the agenda first.
So we can approve the project tonight,
because
we have all the documents.
Yes.
Yep. And then we'll approve the donations at a future meeting. Okay. No. Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Nature Trail.
So the only other thing you folks might want to consider is if you want to consider naming that trail, put your name to that trail or not.
We do have someone in mind.
Okay, fine.
So then that would be then the dedication.
Okay. Leave it up to you.
Yeah, we did that up on the Eastman Hill. Do you need this back?
I think, no, I think Mark has got one.
I'm going to give this to you, Katie, so that you can have all
so
that.
So this project's been, how many years in the making?
14.
Well, we've only got involved in it since the summer.
But it's been talked about since you've been on the commission as a member, and then you took over as chair, and I was on the commission for 14 years before I came on here, so we're going to say it 14 or 15 years.
Yeah.
So when do you plan on starting?
Well,
I'm
going to call Jason Berrio. Thank you, Tom. Jason Berrio tonight.
Justin.
And if they can do it this weekend, we'll do it this weekend. If they can't get together until next weekend, it'll be next weekend. But it's going to be right off. We'll do it right off. You know, the other thing that really got us going on this is that we want to build a nature education trail all around the Swain easement, and we can do that. I've already checked with our easement, that'll be the beginning of it. That'll also be the beginning of it. This trail's going to get used quite a bit.
So here, and then it goes up and around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can come off here.
See, here's a picture. So here's the parking lot. And this shows it coming from the middle of the back of the parking lot. Here's the Swain property over here. It's really coming off this corner.
Yeah.
It's going right out to that fence and then right over,
this
straight over.
This is the Swain easement here.
This Swain and all of this, 2K.
Oh, sorry. So yep. It's 25, so this is the rest of the 40, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Gotcha.
This was an alternate path if we couldn't go behind the church.
Right.
All right, but we can. So we just come here, we shoot across the stone wall right there, boom, right into the library. And hopefully this is going to become part of our nature trail also that we're going to extend around here, down around the Reed property, all the way back up to the school. A nature education trail. A big loop. Yeah, it'll be about, I don't know, it might be a mile.
Before you guys go ahead and do all this or whatever here.
Oh, we got a lot to do before we get to that.
So just so you know, we're actually going to be discussing later on tonight the possibility of having this plat of the, that's the town, let's see, where am I?
Yeah.
Before I say anything. This is all town land. This is the
church.
This is the old town hall. So up here on the horizon, we're going to be looking at that property for the future spot of a town office building.
Yep.
So that might be coinciding with that old piece. Because that's the Swain easement here, right?
And yes, this is town. Gotcha. That's right. That's right.
All right, gotcha.
There's nothing in there for wood except a bunch of invasives. It's loaded with invasives.
Yeah, it's all behind the town hall, creeping up the back of it.
Yeah,
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll keep you posted.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
Hey, a piece of cake.
Have fun.
Thank you. Moving on to the building maintenance request form.
In your packet is the building maintenance request form. This is adapted for what have been used in the past. The only changes that the transfer station manager and I made was obviously change. It used to say DPW director, so it says for use by the transfer station manager. And then also added in a section to document if these funds are supposed to get reimbursed out of the capital reserve fund or not, so that we have a good trail to keep track of which funds are coming out of the operating budget and which are coming out of the capital reserve fund. He didn't have any other suggestions. The only question he had in terms of process-wise was he was wondering if at certain times when department heads have preferred vendors, if it would be okay for them to provide him with three quotes, and then he would go from there if they have certain people that they like to work with for a certain service or product. It wouldn't be every time, but in certain cases when department heads typically utilize certain vendors for certain specialized items, he wanted to know if that was okay by the board.
Sure. I mean, as long as it follows the process, right?
Yeah.
Saves him the extra step. And in the additional comments section, he can actually just note that.
Yeah.
To attach quotes from the department head or something so that we're aware that. And then if he wants to take a look at the three quotes and make a recommendation, as if any other department head coming before us would say, here's the three quotes, but I recommend this one.
Right.
May not have been the lower bidder, but this is why or whatever. So that's something else he can consider too. He can make that recommendation.
Okay.
Do you guys see anything else that needs to be on there? Mr. Salatella?
Fine.
All right. Okay. Do we need to make a motion to approve that?
That's up to you. You can have consensus.
It should have a date on the bottom of it.
Okay.
I don't think we need to vote on it. I think we all
agree
that it's a good form.
Yeah, the revision date should be on the bottom so that we know that it's the current one. That would help out a lot, so we know.
And I will pass this along to the department heads.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we have, moving on to the monthly expenditure report, August.
Okay. So not too many items since we're still pretty early in the budget year, but I have a couple things to bring to your attention. Starting in executive under 4135.60, you'll see that that's almost expended. What had happened was the Lakes Region Planning Commission membership was charged to this line, and the finance officer's made an adjustment, so you'll see that relocated to the planning board budget for next month's report. So that will get relocated for that. And then, moving on to general government buildings, 4194. Line 430, repairs and maintenance. We're already starting to tap heavily into that line beyond what would get reimbursed out of the capital reserve fund. So from now on, we need to keep a close eye on that line and projects that come through. The transfer station manager and I have already been communicating about that, and so we are in close communications about projects that are coming through and making sure that we leave enough for any kind of emergency repairs.
What has been, do we know what's been charged to that line already?
We've had a couple, it's a lot of different smaller items. For example, this right here would be the painting projects that's going on. So that's a big hit on the line, which is going to get reimbursed out of the fund.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
But we've also had a lot of smaller projects. For example, we had some work done on the generators out here. There was some work done at the Old Town Hall, which got reimbursed out of the Old Town Hall account, but that comes out of there. I know he's done some projects at the transfer station with lighting, things like that. So not major projects, but enough that right from the get-go we've been chipping away at it. There were some stairs had to be repaired at Winnisquam Beach, and that utilized some funds. So we've just been starting the year off with projects while the weather is good, but we need to start to pump the brakes a little bit and keep an eye on things.
And we're going to use that money from the energy fund to reimburse the maintenance stuff that was discussed last week for the $300 that was spent at the Old Town Hall.
Yes, once that invoice comes in, rather than us pay all of it out of the operating budget and then get reimbursed so that we have a trail for the auditors, they're actually going to divide up the invoice between the treasurer and that account and the operating budget so we can show that it was made out directly to him from that fund.
And I'll take care of that issue with the fund too.
Yep, and then we can close it out and it will be all set.
All right.
Moving on to highway, which is 4312, line 100. Just wanted to just bring to your attention that the highway block grant, the majority has been expended. There's 20,000 left, which was the intent. So that is moving forward with that, and it's almost fully expended at this point.
Do we still have the non-lapsing block grant money too?
We do.
All right.
Yeah, we do. I believe in this budget, with some of the paving, we're utilizing some of that. But we haven't tapped into the majority of that at this point. Transfer station, 4324, lines 380 and 390. You'll see that with our hauling, we're already taking a very large hit in the budget. Looks like we're probably going to go over again this year, so it's another reason why we'll have to really look at this closely in the upcoming budget and make sure that we budget enough for these lines moving forward.
And hopefully we can have the answer on the glass pretty soon so that we can also factor that into the FY20 budget.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, for maybe contract services alone, it's going to be $16,000 for 1 month, and it's something that has to happen every month, so it's already taken a large hit.
All right.
Moving on to general assistance, line 4441, 820. Looks like mileage is at this rate projected to go over, but usually other items within the budget can offset that, presuming that fuel assistance and vendor payments won't go over budget this year. Otherwise, we might have another situation where the bottom line, where this portion of the budget will go over.
Right, and I think maybe this year, not that we can tell her what to do, but I think because the level of home visits and stuff that she does now, because there's no office here and there's other issues that she goes to people's houses, we may want to suggest that that gets increased in the FY20 budget.
Yeah, I think that would be wise.
Okay.
And then the last item to bring to your attention, capital outlay 4902, 310 and 312. Those are the two truck lease payments that you just approved, which means that the financing company can go ahead and move forward with financing the total amounts for the trucks from the dealerships once they're ready. We are working on the F-550 getting that in as soon as possible, and the highway director projects that the other vehicle will be available around October, beginning of October. So that's all I have. Do you have any questions?
The improvements other than buildings, 4909 is the road projects that some of it's coming from other areas, right?
Right, so that amount there is a compilation of the GMI paving that was done, all those projects down the Lower Bay Road area.
Mm-hmm.
Also the guardrail project that M.A. Bean did.
Okay.
So that's the sum of those two large paving projects and the guardrail project.
Gotcha.
Together there.
That printing for the police department is going to be going over. Or is
over. That's a question.
4210-55.
I'm sorry, John. I mean, to interrupt you.
I'm finished.
I was just more curious than anything else. Is that when is some of our debt service going to be retired? Do you know offhand? I'm just curious.
I'd have to look at the schedule. We just had one come off
this past year. And one's coming off this year.
Correct. It might be the highway garage that comes off this year.
Yeah, the highway garage was,
So that won't be your reoccurring?
No, we've got a couple of them coming off, so it's time to, it's timely that the building's coming up. So that's how we were looking at that. Let me just find where. Where is it? This one. That's just, okay. 18. So last year was the transition bond, right? And then 19 is the IRA funds, highway garage, right?
I think last year the Y project came off, and then this year is
the Y project came off in 16.
Okay.
Then in 18 we had the debt service, the transition bond.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because it says we have the line still, but it says zero.
Right, and so then we have the IRA funds, I believe FY19, if I remember correctly from capital improvements, FY19 was the last one. So FY20, it wouldn't do anything to spike the tax rate if we would decide to take a bond for a building.
Right, but right now our debt service is coming down quite a bit.
Yes.
It's right here. So we got, this was taken off in 18, then there was 19, FY19 was this, so this
so
is the highway garage.
So that won't be reflected in this year's budget?
I don't believe so.
That's a big difference.
Huge.
And John, in reference to your observation about the putting in the police department, I believe they've been charging their advertising for their position to that line,
okay.
And they put it in the paper for quite a few days, I think, and so that's
I think I remember something, them saying something about that. So.
Yeah.
Transition bond. Yeah. So, all right. So, I stand corrected. So, we have two more years for the highway garage. I think we're up to 2024 with the IRA funds. So, it's not that bad. It's just the 135 and then the 52.
So if the town wanted to do something in the near future,
right,
would
so
be a good financial
exactly.
Share.
So if we planned on 20, asking for FY 20 or FY 21, you're here, so then everything's going to drop off here down to 52. So it's not completely out of line. It's been put off long enough, but yeah. So we're close.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but because of the way the taxes were paid this year, we should have a fund balance in excess of the following year of $1.6
million. Right?
Mm. Am I wrong?
Well, we won't know until the auditors finish their report, but because we showed a loss of $1.4 million.
But the following year, we'll...
Oh, the following year?
Yeah.
I would anticipate that it would be higher, but it depends on multiple factors. But I would
I'm
hope
saying
that we would...
that is a potential added resource.
Yes. I would hope that we wouldn't have to come quite so down to the wire with the budget this year, which would help also.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so moving on, do we have any other business?
Nope.
Okay, so moving on to other business, we have a cable franchise agreement extension and audit questions.
Attorney Miller has sent along an extension for the cable franchise agreement since the current one expires in September. And she is recommending a year term to ensure that we have enough time to properly complete this and also make sure that we don't have to do another extension before it's completed. So she felt that that was a realistic time frame to complete the process. So if the board is so inclined, you would vote on this, and then the chair would sign three copies, which I have.
So how does this play into the work that the Franchise Agreement Committee has done, and where does that leave them?
Their work is ongoing. This is just buying us more time so they can continue to do their work. They submitted a draft report to her, and she said they did excellent work, and she has some suggestions that she's going to give back to them,
okay.
At which point they would bring it back to this board, and the board can decide from there, and we can move forward negotiations. So this actually enables them to continue uninterrupted with their process.
Okay, so then is she going to be meeting with them, or is that just going to go back to the committee, and has the chairman been notified?
She hasn't provided her suggestions yet, so I haven't heard. Either way, I'll certainly notify the chair when I hear back from her.
Okay.
I know she's still generating her responses to the committee. Also, she's been doing work behind the scenes in relation to the next item with some follow-up questions for Atlantic Broadband as part of the audit. So that might be why she hasn't responded to them yet,
okay.
Also at the same time. But I will make sure to ask her. I'll make a note.
Because I believe that the discussion as the liaison for that committee, I believe that the chairman of the board sent that information to you, forwarding along to the attorney, mm-hmm. to see when she was available to come back to meet with them. But how that will affect their work would be...
Right, because they had some questions for her.
They've had questions for her. I think it was response to the audit questions. Yeah.
Yes. And I have not received the responses back from her yet.
Okay.
So I will just check in with her to see what the progress is on that.
All right.
The other item is that Atlantic Broadband responded to our audit questions, and she's drafting some follow-up items, but she's also saying that in addition to that, it'd be helpful for the town to respond to the same questions so that she can compare our response versus Atlantic Broadband's. So I didn't know if you wanted to ask the Franchise Agreement Advisory Committee to provide that information to her, or if you wanted to authorize someone else.
It would be, you guys can chime in, it would be my opinion that this could go back to the Franchise Advisory Committee, because I'm pretty sure that some of the work that they did would answer some of these questions rather than us be redundant and
starting from scratch.
Right.
Yeah.
They discussed this, and some of their surveys and stuff like that, they could actually either answer it with the information that they have or provide additional work to figure out how to answer them for her. Would that make sense?
So yeah.
To provide these questions to the Franchise Advisory
yep.
Committee.
Yeah, I was going to suggest, I agree with that, that a copy of that material should go to the Franchise
Committee. They did a lot of work and they provided an extensive
report.
Have
they seen this?
Probably not.
They should see it first before we do
they should get a copy of the questions and a copy of this back to...
So, is there...
Why don't we refer that to the cable committee for franchise committee for review?
Okay, so if we sent this to the Franchise Advisory Committee, then they could meet and discuss the. Because some of these, it looks like some of them, they may already have an answer to.
Yeah, I think that would be
some of these for what the work
they did.
The most
efficient course of action.
Well, that's because that's what we charge the selectmen to do for the to report back to us. So they could come back to us with a response to this email?
Yeah. Right. If that's what the board is in agreement, I'll provide this to the
So we'll provide this to the committee?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then I'll make a
have
motion.
Have them review it and then let us know their opinion?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be easier than us going through it all. I'll make a motion that we sign the extension for the cable television franchise held by Atlantic Broadband LLC. Does it say till when? Is it for 1 year?
It's to September 14th, 2019.
All right.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Okay, so we have three copies for the chair to sign.
So it's today's the 19th?
Correct.
Any other business?
Just one item. April has a quote for the printing for the town report.
I was contacted by Dan Kenny, who's my contact with HRC Brayshaw, on Monday. I pretty much told him that he could provide a quote, but I still had to talk to the board to see how they want to proceed for the year, either bid it out or waive the bid process like we did last year. So they're saying that the price will be exactly the same as last year, except there was a small increase in the paper costs this year, so maybe $35, and that's it. Everything else, if it stays the same and our page numbers come in at the same amount or even under, the price will be adjusted. So the total amount they provided was $1,693 to include the 25 coil bound books.
Okay, so we would need two motions, right? Or do we do it in one?
You could do it in one, approve the purchase and waive the process and approve the purchase.
All right, I'll make a motion that we waive the rebid process for the annual report and go with the RC Bradshaw quote of $1,693 for the 2019 calendar year town report.
I'll second that.
Actually, it's 2018, right? Yes, sir.
2018. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Do you have any other business, Katie?
No.
We're at selectmen's reports. Tom, do you have a selectman report? John, do you have any selectmen's report?
No, I have a planning board meeting tomorrow night, and the school formula meeting is Monday, and we will be voting on the school formula on Monday, and it will be staying exactly the same as it has been. There will be no change up or down.
And I don't have a report. I have a budget committee meeting on Monday night so that they can straighten out their slate of officers and hopefully appoint someone to the vacant chair. And
sounds like you're having more fun than I am on the formula committee.
I certainly always do, don't I? All right, anything else in the selectmen's reports?
No.
Moving on to authorization, signatures, payroll, and accounts payable register.
Drag this out for 20 minutes, people. We can't have a meeting under an hour.
Well, you do have quite a bit of signatures, so don't. So I wouldn't jump the gun. Never know. In addition to that, we're signing a check for $5,000 for cross-country appraisal group. We're also signing a check for Havard Pilgrim Healthcare for $25,453.73. Recall at your meeting last week, you signed the escrow documents to purchase the F-550. The financing group notified me that John Olmsted has to sign these because he was the individual that signed the lease purchase agreement, and they, even though you're a board, they want to have the same signature. So I had to bring them back tonight.
They're going to have to get over that because when the selectmen changed, we had that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have these for John to sign, which was approved last week. Anyway.
It's going to be the dumbest.
I forgot to mention, we need to, what it does, it needs to do employee of the month.
Yeah, well, I already mentioned that to April.
Yeah, I need to speak with the fire chief because he was working on it, but I realized that I think all of the staff he was going to utilize for that are leaving, so we might need to move on to another department until that gets adjusted.
So who selects that?
Sign, print, title, and date.
Is yep.
That how they work?
Yep. Okay. So you did the police department, then started the fire department, which you can come back to.
So we should come over to administration.
Okay.
We have a couple people over here.
We will do that.
I say we do the town administrator first.
Oh, I'm old hat now.
Today's date or the previous date?
Today's date.
Okay.
How are your kids doing?
They're great.
Okay. Behaving
at school.
Yeah, I got one that likes to space out, though. Especially in social studies. Tom, you're looking good today. You got color in your cheeks.
Sound better. I'll tell you, I don't know why. The last 2 days is the best I felt in about 5 years.
Yeah, you look like it.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Maybe it's the cold. It's coming.
That stuff can, you know, that can be deceptive, you know. 7, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 26 Plummer Road.
Did I look at that?
Yeah, so they have it. She has it here. Road bond required, no. Tax bond required, no. And she has the notes down here that she recommends approval. And that this is where it's located. And that she's notified Johnny about the intent to cut. And Johnny has stated that the road bond is not required. It is 26 Plummer Road, which is over here off of Hermit Woods.
What goes that?
That's Hermit Woods.
I think these are all for
you. So it's coming out here, Plummer Road. So this is going to be... that must be Eastman. Plummer Road's going here.
That's where it helps to have the names on the tax, right?
No, the names are here. I'm just trying to figure out.
Let's see.
Is that the farm?
That's that big piece behind Dusty Nielsen's house. Right?
Is it? No, this is Hermit Woods. If you're coming down Hermit Woods here, what's your lot number? Do you know? No, you're down here. This is Hermit Woods here. This is going. This must be Eastman. It is Eastman because these are the turtles going up here. So then this is over here. So it's behind.
What goes this?
This is gotta be Eastman.
Huh?
That's gotta be Eastman. This is Hermit Woods Road.
This is up.
This is Plummer Road.
Okay, this is.
So that's Plummer Road. Eastman.
How much they call that?
So that's cut.
So at some point, the names will go back on a tax map, right?
Next year.
Next year.
Okay. That's helpful.
You have it on your agenda under future agenda items so we don't forget.
What was that property?
Scott and Dylan Malone.
Thank you.
So.
Horizons Engineering has provided your groundwater management renewal permit for the transfer station. Requires one signature. I assume you'd like the clerk to sign that?
Sure.
Okay. Hand it down to him if you want.
Oh, I gotta show him where to.
Oh.
Thank you. He also needs to sign the board minutes from the thing.
Then you have some correspondence I have to go through with you.
Just red.
So you just need to sign here.
Okay.
Nope, it's fine. And then right there. And then I've got the approved minutes for you.
Oh, okay.
Yield tax?
Yield tax.
Okay, correspondence. From the library trustees. This is from that attorney that had emailed all of you a while back about our police department following up on that item.
Katie, it looks like she's reviewing the answers to my high school test. Did I pass?
Flying colors.
Oh. I copied your score, so I should be okay.
Haley.
And then this came in through the website, through the contact us. I haven't responded yet. I wanted you guys to take a look at it first. Frankly, there are a lot of inaccuracies in this, and I've confirmed that we are in compliance, and it appears to be maybe some sort of indirect sales pitch, but I'll let you take a look and go from there.
So this got resolved?
Yes.
Satisfactorily?
Yeah, that was kind of the last piece of it.
Pardon?
This was the last piece in that and resolving it.
Glad we have such a vocal critic. This is the first complaint I've heard about the website. Everything else has been positive.
But I think this needs to be verified is that this is not, and we're not in violation of anything.
No.
And the other thing is that the whatever's going out anywhere else is going out via someone else, not the Samaritan website.
I verified that we are in compliance. And also, talking about the spam and what have you, we already have that. For example, we don't have email addresses on the website. You have to fill out a contact us form, and then it gets pushed to your email account. So again, there are a lot of inaccuracies in there about the status of it and how it works and functions.
People have clicked on my name as the chair, and they've sent me emails directly. They can get my email.
Have you had any spam, though? I mean, it's no different than, we actually have more security now with that than with a prior website where we had
no,
all
the. No, it's just, they're looking for the chair of the board, so they click on my email, get my email address, and send me an email, and it's either I read it and delete it or whatever. There's no, people are getting through to me, so I get emails like I send to you and say, did this come through to you? And there's
right.
A couple times that they've gone to you as well,
yeah.
Separately. And or sometimes they didn't come to you, and I say, could you please forward this to the chief?
And we have the capability to change that, where they click on your name and it says, you know, send a message to the chair, where it then gets pushed to your email account. It's not a direct email to email, so it prevents spam from coming through. So that can always be changed if you want to change it to a contact.
Right. No,
us
I don't get spam. I get it from somebody. I get it from,
yeah.
Like, LRPC. I get it,
yeah.
From the tech. I get it from other people.
It's a non-issue.
Right. It's a non-issue.
So I can certainly reply and provide some clarifying information and education.
This is out of my domain.
However, I don't know if that would change the.
I'm sure we're W3C.
Yeah, but he was the one that spoke at town meeting and volunteered the cable committee for some reason. Get involved.
So you can respond and let him know that we are in compliance. You verified we're in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
That we are not receiving spam.
Just to make me feel good, can Katie, on that intent to cut up on Plummer Road, can we just double check with Johnny just to make sure he doesn't feel a bond is needed? Just double check to ask him.
It says it's not.
I always. That's a pretty. Sometimes it might be helpful if he, I don't know if he took time, he probably didn't take time to swing by and just do a roadside review of what they were planning up there.
I can ask him to,
yeah,
to drive by if,
yeah,
he hasn't.
I think. The other issue is, I don't know what the answer is, and I don't think the police department does either. I mean, I think you guys have heard it too from people in town. The speed factor has increased on a lot of the roads. How do you manage?
So they have been getting a lot of complaints for. Listen,
I get people to slow down.
Right, and so I guess people are saying that we could put the potholes back if you'd like. You can't win in that situation.
Okay. All right, so...
How much that gonna cost?
Right? Let's go rip it back up. You want those barriers put back on the Hart Woods Bridge there?
But they have the temporary...
Yeah. All right, review and approve minutes from the board meeting of 9/10/2018. So that is the...
Joint meeting with the Budget Committee.
Okay. So we were given these last week, and the only thing that I wanted to correct in them is it doesn't say anywhere in here when Katie went to the meeting and Tom and I went to the meeting. It doesn't say, it just lists everything that we described as Board of Selectmen communicated to the Budget Committee during that meeting. And it doesn't say anywhere in the minutes where the Budget Committee had no additions to the request that we put out to the department heads, and it didn't say that they had no follow-up questions for the Board of Selectmen regarding the direction the Board of Selectmen had given. So that I'd like that noted someplace.
Yeah.
And then under like one of the sections in the front where it says, let's see, it's on the front page, where did it go? Recommend. Okay, so on the copy that I have, it's the last paragraph on the front page, and it says that respondent, the Budget Committee will recommend appointing a candidate, should recommend, is what we said. And then, so on the last paragraph, it says, Katie responded that it's already on the website, and as public official, they would need to be included, as he is the Budget Committee, he's the vice chair that they were referring to there.
Can you back up one? Where were you before?
Sorry. On the front page.
Yeah.
It just says that the Budget Committee will recommend appointing, and what was discussed is that they should be recommending the appointment.
What paragraph?
So it's on the bottom of the front page.
Second to last paragraph. Third sentence down.
Do you see it? I have two different copies, and depending on which page you look at, it's over here or over here. I think it's on the last paragraph. You get it?
Should recommend?
Yeah.
And then
Stick on here.
Vice chair.
Okay.
And he's the vice chair.
And then it said Budget Committee had no additional questions or input for the Board of Selectmen.
Right. And so the last statement that was made in their minutes, it says no vote was taken regarding the newspaper ad for the vacant Budget Committee position, but there was a consensus. So they had asked Katie to do that, so there was a consensus of the Budget Committee that night. Although they're saying there was no vote taken, there was a consensus to post it. There was a Budget Committee member that was adamant about posting it in the newspaper. So whatever the process is, I guess that will be discussed on Monday night. We've subsequently figured out what the process was the last time there was a vacancy on that board. That's all I had. Do we need to approve those or no?
Yep, because they're your own minutes. Each board adopts their own.
All right, I'll make a motion that we approve the Sarmington Budget Committee's Board of Selectmen joint meeting of September the 10th, 2018, with corrections. Any discussion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining?
Abstaining.
Motion carries. And then we have the meeting minutes from September the 12th.
Yep.
Make a motion we accept and approve the Sarmington Board of Selectmen minutes for September 12th, 2018, with any corrections.
And I'll second it. Okay, so under 3.1, talking about the filter, the library already has one, so this would add one for the town hall. And then the second last sentence in that paragraph, April, where it says we need to get the suggested changes for the MOU from the lawyer, not the library. Under 5.4,
So Chair North reported that the funds left in the energy fund should be used to offset replacement LED light bulbs purchased for the town hall. That came to a total of $300.
Can I just add total in the total amount?
That means the lights won't flicker anymore.
Right.
Also,
you guarantee that.
Conservation, because it's the energy conservation fund.
Energy, right. And then under state primary elections, if we can just add that we thank them for filling in at the elections as selectman pro tem. Because someone had mentioned that that we were just thanking a selected few. But the selectman was, I was thanking specifically the people that stepped in as selectman pro tem. And that's all I had. Does anyone have any other corrections? Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstaining, motion carries. Any donations?
No donations.
Anything else that needs to come before this board?
Make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstaining, motion carries.